Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with some of the stories you may have missed from our community this week. As the weather's heating up, so are the events in Columbus County. This week offers a host of things to see and do. The Memorial Wall, Barbecue on the Bluff, Gator Fest, Church Singings, and Revival Spring Fling. There's more than enough to keep your feet moving and tapping during the spring break. The Wall That Heals, a three-quarter scale replica of the Vietnam Memorial, opened on Thursday at the Veterans Memorial Park. It'll be open through Sunday and is open 24 hours a day. A closing ceremony is set for Sunday at 1:45. There'll be tours taking place throughout the day today as well. The park can be found at 6354 James B. White Highway South. Food, music, and gators, oh my. Isn't that how that's supposed to go? Anyway, the Lake Waccamaw Gator Festival is today from early morning till late in the evening. Gator Fest starts with the run at 8 o'clock. Vendor market will open at 10, and food, music, and entertainment will be available throughout the day beginning at 10:30. All the events will take place at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. That's at 90 Bald Cypress Circle at Lake Waccamaw. Barbecue on the Bluff this year started out with the Oinka Walk along the River Walk. There's going to be food, entertainment, barbecue plate sales, the awards program, music, just all kinds of fun down there at Fair Bluff today. Also, the Spring Fling Flock Swap is taking place at Gergana's Feed Store at 6 Whiteville Plaza in Whiteville. There's free rabies shots. The Columbus County Farmers Market is going to be out there. There's going to be all kinds of food trucks, a dessert truck, a free bouncy house, free hot dogs. Plus, you can bring your spare animals to buy, sell, trade, give away, any way that you want to work them out. There's no charge to be a vendor. So bring those critters out today, get those rabies shots taken care of, and let the kids have some fun. The Men and Women United for Youth and Families Scholarship Committee will be sponsoring the Bringing the Choir Back to Church event today at 6 p.m. That'll be at Greater Bolton, Church of God in Christ. The show will feature several youngsters from the Bolton area. The church is located at 150 Blacksmith Road in Bolton. Strawberry Festival is next week with the big events on Saturday at Strawberry Field. Remember, the parade has been moved back to 11 a.m. this year, so get downtown early to get a good spot. And that's next week, not today. We've got enough going on today, folks. Strawberry Festival next week, however, you can enjoy the parade at 11 o'clock and then stay around and enjoy the fair, the entertainment, and celebrate all things strawberry for the 92nd year. We'll be right back with more of the good news. Gergana's Farm Store is hosting the Spring Fling and Flock Swap on April 26th from 9 to 2. There's no charge to be a vendor. Chicks, goats, ducks, specialty items, whatever you have to offer, bring them on out. There'll be a free rabies clinic, April's mobile dog grooming, vendors from the farmer's market, crafts, microgreens, food trucks, free hot dogs, a free bouncy house, and so much more. That's from 9 until 2 on April 26th at Gergana's Farm Store. Call 642-3064 to sign up. Bring the whole family to the Spring Fling at Gergana's Farm Store, 6 Whiteville Plaza in Whiteville.
If you love Reba McEntire, listen up. Award-winning tribute artist Robin Gallo is bringing her show to Columbus County. It's Reba, a tribute show, Friday, May 23rd at Brown Street Station. Tickets are only $25. Robin's got the dead-on voice, the looks, and the amazing personality of Reba. So don't miss this exciting show. Enjoy all of Reba McEntire's hits from Whoever's in New England to Fancy. Get your tickets at brownstreetstation.com or call 910-477-8080.
Welcome back to the good news, everyone. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com coming to you with some of the fun stuff going on in our community today. New Hope Baptist Church will host their youth revival that's going on through Sunday. The three-night event will feature Reverend Cordovan McMillan on Saturday, that's tonight at 7:30 p.m., and Reverend Austin Birch will lead services on Sunday morning at 11. The church is located at 7857 Old Lake Road, Bolton. A little girl visiting her grandparents at Lake Waccamaw decided that the beach beside Dale Seafood needed some cleanup last week. Deborah Dearborn's 6-year-old granddaughter visited the area last year and remembered having to comb through the sand for broken glass. She took up the task again this year, just trying to make the beach a little bit safer for everyone else. Personally, I go to that section right often myself. It's a lovely place in the heat of the summer, and that is why this young lady is our Good Samaritan and our hero for the week. Columbus County Parks and Rec now has open registration for their annual summer camps. The activities will include youth sports, arts, nature, future first responder education, and much more. Registration is online through May 30th. Information about the camps is posted on the Parks and Rec Facebook page. If you have any questions, contact the Parks and Rec at 910-640-6624. Speaking of Parks and Rec, Director Carl Bracey recently celebrated his retirement last week. At his retirement ceremony, Bracey was praised for his years of leadership and commitment to County Parks and Rec and for being an inspiration to others. He's also currently serving his community as a town commissioner in Lake Waccamaw. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office has introduced their newest four-legged team member, Canine Vampiro. Thanks to the partnership with the North Carolina Department of Adult Corrections, CCSO was able to bring home Canine Pyro at no cost to the Columbus County taxpayer. This is the second canine brought in under Sheriff Bill Rogers' leadership within a year at no cost to the county. Pyro is trained and certified in the detection of marijuana, K2, cocaine, and heroin. He will be serving alongside Lieutenant Inman, who is an experienced canine handler, who is not only a member of the canine unit in the past, but oversees all CCSO canine training and certification. The St. James Waccamaw Suan Festival will be hosting a chicken plate sale on Thursday, May 1st, beginning at noon. Plates are $10, they include fried chicken, green beans, chicken bog, a roll, and dessert. Pickup will be at St. James Fire Department near Lake Waccamaw. All proceeds benefit the establishment of a community center at St. James Park. Freedom Original Free Will Baptist Church will be having spring revival services from the 27th through May 2nd. Sunday night service will begin at 5. Monday through Friday night services will be at 7. Special singing will be in each service. The church can be found at 1280 Swamp Fox Highway East, Tabor City. For more information, contact preacher Eugene Gaskins at 910-880-9168. The Columbus County Beekeepers will be having a field day on May 3rd, beginning at 8 a.m. in the Cooperative Extension Office. It's a good opportunity for those who are seeking certification or who are current members, or for folks who just want to gain a little bit of extra beekeeping experience. Be sure to bring your personal protective equipment, as the field day will include working with live open hives. The Extension Office is located at 45 Government Complex Road in Whiteville. Remember to check back with the good news throughout the week. We love to hear all about the great things happening around you. If you'd like to share your church announcements, fundraisers, happy stories, birthdays, anniversaries, even little ones doing helpful things in your community, little kids with big fish, just send them our way. We will get it out there for you, and the best part about it is it's free. Email thegoodnews@columbuscountynews.com or Crystal Faircloth at columbuscountynews.com. Call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Whiteville. We love visitors, and if the blinds are open, we're open for business. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.